Together.
Reading for pleasure.
And I've currently just finished The Fisherman by Chigozie Abeomo, which is a brilliant book about siblings, and it's a parable set in Nigeria.
I'm reading Libra by Don DeLillo, an American author. It's based around the Kennedy assassination, and it's about the life of Lee Harvey Oswald.
Do you recommend it?
Very much so, yeah, especially if you're interested in America and history and that kind of thing.
I'm currently reading Pie in the Sky by Remy Lai. It is about a young boy's experience when he moves to a completely different place, leaving everything he left behind. I love the comedic and illustrative twist in this novel because it makes the novel somehow relatable to my experience. When I first arrived in England, as I didn't know much English either, the novel is essentially about trying different things and realizing that everything you try isn't necessarily hard. It's just about accepting and actually doing something. Eventually, you will see yourself getting better, so I recommend it to anyone looking for a comedic twist in what life is like for an immigrant because of its relatable and funny moments.
Golden opportunities.
Upcoming project for the SAS Performing Arts Department, the Summer of SAS. We are bringing back our favourite events. We will all come together and put on a mind-blowing show that will be unforgettable. Come and sign up now to show the magnificent skills and talent in everyone. We will have a week for the talent auditions.
Dates and times will be announced when they have been confirmed.
Looking forward to seeing new and intriguing students.
Performing platform.
Not everyone can become a great artist, but a great artist can come from anywhere.
Hello, this is Richard, the guitar teacher, and this is Lamia in Year 8.
And from one of our SAS creatives, this is Kyra.
Londoners went to polls on the 6th of May to elect the mayor and 25 London Assembly members. More than 6 million people are registered to vote in the capital, with the mayoral election normally taking place every 4 years.
Labour's Sadiq Khan has won a second term as London's mayor, beating Conservative rival Sean Bailey. He won 55.2% of the popular vote after entering a runoff with Mr. Bailey when neither managed to secure a majority in the first round of voting. The former MP became the first Muslim mayor of an EU capital city when he was elected to the role in 2016. Speaking at the City Hall, he promised to strain every sinew to help build a better, brighter future for London.
Culture. As Ramadan draws to a close, Muslims all over the world will be celebrating Eid al-Fitr. However, this year the celebrations will look quite different. Eid marks the end of a month of fasting from dawn to sunset. As well as this, spiritual reflection and prayer. Under usual circumstances, the day starts with prayers and a big meal is usually the main event, but there's lots of other ways people celebrate too. Masood Ahmed, a member of the Muslim Council of Britain, says that Eid is a time of celebration after accomplishing one of the most important religious duties, fasting during the month of Ramadan. Lots of people celebrate this by spending time exchanging gifts and visiting friends and family. While there are lots of things that everyone will do at Eid, with approximately 2 billion Muslims across the globe, it's not surprising that people can have some different ways of celebrating this holy festival. During Eid, one of the most common things you'll hear people to say is Eid Mubarak. This literally means blessed Eid and is a way of expressing celebration. You might also hear Eid Saeed, which means happy Eid.
2021's Brit Awards showed pop can have it all: success, quality and diversity. The music industry acknowledged music stars and finally recognising contributions from female artists. The event at London's O2 Arena took place with a 4,000 strong audience and no social distancing or face masks. Dua Lipa wins Female Solo Artist. The Female Solo Artist winner in association with Amazon Music is Dua Lipa. Congratulations to Celeste for winning the Female Solo Artist Award for her incredible work throughout the past year. Dua Lipa demanded a pay rise for NHS workers as she won two major awards at the Brits, the UK's first major in-person ceremony of the COVID era. And Little Mix became the first all-female outfit to win Best British Group. The other big winners on the night were Jay Haas, Harry Styles and Taylor Swift.
I'm going to get stuck now with that song now it's in my head.
Sorry.
This week, the Eurovision Song Contest started and this Saturday is the final. For those who are unaware, the Eurovision Song Contest is an international song competition organised annually by the European Broadcasting Union, which features participants representing primarily European countries. Throughout the competition, the contestants are only to sing original songs and are only allowed to sing one individual song throughout the whole competition. It is a very joyous event that welcomes all people of different genders, religions, ethnicities and sexualities. The UK's candidate this year is James Newman.
Love, you're learning.
So Raima, what have you been learning this week at school?
In maths, I have been doing polygons and I've also been learning about irregular and regular shapes. What have you been doing?
Oh, today in English, we were learning about Romeo and Juliet and how the Montagues and Capulets were fighting each other.
Interesting. What's your favourite subject?
Well, personally, I like PE because my favourite sport is basketball.
Music Meister.
Kyra, Year 9.
Welcome to Step New All Saints Shout Out. This is your chance to say thank you to a friend, peer or teacher. Who will you shout out for?
The music being performed in the background is 7.1.
Shout out to Miss Price for helping us for this hard year during the pandemic to learn history.
Shout out to Miss Austin Badette, who is the best form tutor.
Shout out to Miss Morton helping us learn new GCSE topics throughout the English year.
The music being performed in the background is 7.3.
Shout out for Mr. Khan for being a great head of year. He's made solid improvements and is always able to listen to other people's point of views.
He is a brilliant head of year and he's resilient and he's always got a smile on his face. Thank you, Mr. Khan.
This is a shout out to Diane and everybody in the catering team who feed us delicious food every day and with a wonderful smile on their face. Thank you.
Shout out to Miss Hall, who is the greatest drama teacher ever.
This year, shout out to all of my behaviour team, especially the BPOs, who are keeping their year groups safe and making sure the playground is safe.
Shout out for Mr. Moman because he's a great science teacher.
8.6, a big shout out to all my teachers that supported me during lockdown, much appreciated.
This is a shout out for the premises team who have been looking after us and keeping us safe for weeks now.
Shout out to Miss Ndocha for always being a caring teacher that helped us with our tests.
Muy bien.
So Heidi, whose birthday is today, on 19th of May, so happy birthday, and she's a great classmate and she's a really nice friend. Also, Anissa, whose birthday is on the 30th of May. And also, we have an upcoming birthday, which is on the 10th of June, for Olive in 8.7, and she's an amazing friend.
Thank you for listening to
Stepney All Saints Radio,
bringing the community together.